As Mara mentioned a moment ago, Barack Obama tends to avoid responding to that common question about a so-called dream ticket. We got a similar answer today when we spoke to one of his senior advisors, Chicago businesswoman Valerie Jarrett. Most people at the highest level in presidential campaigns have lived and breathed politics for years, not Jarrett. You could say she got swept up by circumstance. One of her closest friends is Michelle Obama, and when her husband's friend decided to run for the Illinois State Senate, and then the U.S. Senate, and then president, Jarrett was always along for the ride as a close confidant. Over time, Jarrett has taken on a more muscular role in the campaign's inner circle, vetting surrogates and helping with message and strategy. But she rarely talks to the media. I spoke with her earlier today, and I should note that this was before John Edwards threw his support behind her candidate. I asked Jarrett if Obama now sees himself as the nominee.
You know what I'll tell you? Barack doesn't take anything for granted. He'll start to see himself as the nominee as soon as he is the nominee. He's still focusing on, you know, winning the support. We have a few more races to go, and he's out there working each and every day.
If Barack Obama does become the nominee, how does he reach out to voters who have rallied around Hillary Clinton in contest after contest, particularly women? Is there a specific plan for reaching out to women who look at this campaign and see a narrative, this following narrative, that popular young man knocks out older, experienced woman?
Well, you know, that's one way of looking at it. I would look at it another way. I would say that what Senator Obama has been able to do around the country, all over the country, is bring people together and get folks excited about an election. What you've heard from both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama is that this has been a, you know, heatedly contested primary, and that when the primary is behind, both candidates will rally together and focus on the real challenge, which is Senator McCain.
But how do you do that? How do you reach out to women, though, who might really be angry about this, who saw an historic moment and may see the possibility for that?
Well, I think with women, you reach out and you talk about issues that are important to women. And I think that you know, the assumption is because we're in this hotly contested primary that people, when they compare Senator Obama to Senator McCain, I think women will make the same choices that men do. They're going to look and see, well, who's the person who's best able to lead our country? And we will heal, you know, whatever wounds occurred in the course of the primary. And I think that women will vote what's in their best interest.
I want to understand a little bit more about your role in the campaign. If you're the person who tells Barack Obama what he doesn't always want to hear, what's an example of that? When have you had to tell him something that no one else wanted to say?
See, now there we go into an area that I'm not going to share with you in your listening public. Those are confidential conversations that we don't share. I think that, you know, folks have said that to me often. It's the privilege of being friends with people. I mean, that's what friends are for. Friends are there to tell you something that's not very popular. And I think, you know, as we see often in life, as people reach higher and higher planes, oftentimes people are a little, you know, shy, not by any acts of his own, but just by virtue of where he is in life. And so to have a friend around who can say to you, you know, quite candidly, what he or she thinks is probably a good thing.
How has this long process changed him? What is the evidence that he's perhaps a different person now than he was when he started on this journey?
I think part of what's remarkable is how little Barack has changed. I mean, he's remarkably grounded. He went into this race with a good sense of self and a very steady person, you know, really just the person I think we would want as President of the United States.
Now, Valerie, you've described a man who is very cool under pressure, who seems to shift down under pressure. It's been observed that the Clintons have a unique ability to get under his skin. Is that an accurate observation?
You know, I've heard that. I frankly have not observed it. That's not been my observation. I think he will enjoy a contest in the general election more than he's enjoyed, you know, a contest within his own party. The differences are so clear between Senator Obama and Senator McCain. The policy, substantive differences are really great. It gives the American people a chance to make a real clear choice.
Valerie Jarrett, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Looking forward to chatting with you again, Michelle.
Valerie Jarrett, she's a senior advisor for the Barack Obama campaign. She joined us from Chicago.